Jeff Lipton has hooked his laptop to a printer that's about the size of a microwave and looks a bit like a robotic pastry filler. He's deciding what the printer will create.
So once you select the shape, its size, and what material it's made out of and at what resolution, we can create the print job.
Lipton is a PhD candidate at Cornell University. He starts printing a silicone gear by loading a three-dimensional design into the software that directs the printer.
We can also do everything from Play-Doh to stainless steel and everything in between.
He fills a syringe with silicone and finally lets the printer take over.
So then we just say, make the job.
Lipton helped create a 3D printer called the Fab at Home. It fabricates objects the same way a two-dimensional printer prints pictures. A printhead moves back and forth along a bar, and the syringe lays down silicone layer by layer until the gear is created. The 3D printer was invented in the 80s. Car designers now use them to create models. Drug makers print pills with them. A company in San Diego has even developed one that can print human tissue. Don Domes is a high school teacher near Portland, Oregon. He uses one in his drafting class.
When a student can hold on to something that they drew on the computer, it just makes it come alive.
Domes says he has two students applying for each seat in his 3D printing class. But 3D printers won't become a household item until the price goes way down. Vice President Scott Harmon says his company, Z Corporation, makes printers that cost between $15,000 and $60,000.
I think you have to look at things like Xbox and PS3. You have to be down, I think, below $500 before this thing becomes a mass device.
Harmon says Z Corp is looking at ways to introduce 3D printing to more people. The industry today is where computers were in the late 70s and early 80s, and everyone is trying to figure out how to make the technology available to regular consumers. The first 3D printers were like the mainframes of computing's early days, and if Z Corp is 3D printing's version of IBM, then there's also a world of hobbyists working in their garage vying to create this industry's version of the Apple II. Bree Pettis is one of those hobbyists. His company, MakerBot, produces an at-home 3D printer.
We wanted one, but we couldn't afford any of the commercial versions out there that were like 100 grand. And so we started hacking, and we got it so that we could make one for really cheap.
A MakerBot doesn't print with the same detail or colors as a Z-Corp printer, but its sticker price is $2,500. And it's much cheaper if you use the open-source designs to build your own. So 3D printing's future could be in home-use printers like the MakerBot, or it could be in companies that print objects based on customers' designs. But it seems likely that soon enough, you'll be able to create your own spatula or oven knob or music box or plates or sneaker or just about anything you can think of. In Binghamton, I'm Matt Richman for InnovationTrail.org.